أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والله خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم جعلكم أزواجا وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه وما يعمر من معمر ولا ينقص من عمره إلا في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير.
In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us that honor, dignity, respect, power, strength, all lies with Allah. So should we seek any of this, we find it by Allah, and we'll find it with Allah, meaning we'll find it in our connection and our attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke of al-kalim al-tayyib, referring to the pure and referring to the kalima of tawheed and oneness, which is la ilaha illallah, which is our iman and how it rises up to Allah, but what really lifts it so that it may enter into the court of Allah and earn acceptance is al-amal salih, the righteous deeds that you perform. In the next ayah, ayah number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of our creation. Wallahu khalaqakum, Allah has created you, min turabin, from dust. ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ, then from a drop of semen. In other words, your very first creation, that is Adam alayhi salam, the father of the human race, he was created from dust. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the source of creation and what was used to continue bringing human beings into existence was nutfa. Nutfa is a drop of semen. ثُمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made you into pairs, consisting of male and female. وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْتَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whatever any female conceives, and whatever any female carries in her belly, وَلَا تَضَعُ, and a female does not deliver what she carries and what contains within her womb, إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ, except with the knowledge of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah knows already the fetus and the characteristics of that fetus and everything about that fetus, the complexion, the color of the hair, the color of the eye, everything, the amount of hair strand that will be on the fetus, everything about it while it is carried within the womb of the mother, and the mother does not deliver it and does not give birth to it except and only with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِنْ مُعَمَّرٍ, and one who is advanced in age is not increased in that age. The one who is advanced in age is not given more time to live and is not given more years to live, and more of his life is not added. وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ, and from his age, a portion is not curtailed, a portion is not reduced, a portion is not decreased, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ, except that every bit of information regarding a person's age, whether he be given a prolonged and advanced age, or whether his age will be curtailed, it will be decreased, his life will be shortened, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said is in a kitab, it is recorded in a book with Allah, the book of decree, the book of predestination. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of that is absolutely easy for Allah. How difficult it is for us to remember things and to keep record of things and to preserve things and to preserve information or data and whatever else we wish to save or whatever else we wish to record. It's so difficult that we need different types of technology, but just for the sake and for the purpose of preserving data and preserving information and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the lifespan of every individual, before the lifespan even, the person is given life while the person is in the womb, and everything about that child within the womb and the fetus and so on and so forth, the birth and thereafter the lifespan and everything about that individual and about that person, Allah says it is recorded in a book of Allah, and it is absolutely easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep record and to have knowledge of all this data and all this information regarding every single creation and creature of Allah. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ. Allah speaks of the ocean. Allah says you have two types of seas. You have two types of seas. And Allah says they are not similar. They are not the same. You find, even within one country, you go to one port city, or you go to one coast, you find that the sea is very different from the port city or from the coast of another city within that same country. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you have different types of seas out there. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says two seas, two oceans are not the same. هَذَا عَقْبٌ قُرَاتٌ سَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ. The one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, its waters are sweet, قُرَاتٌ saturating, سَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ, it is easy to drink. So you have this one type of sea or waters that are found. وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ. The other is milk, it is salty, أُجَاجٌ, it is bitter. Look at the rivers and the dams. You find that the rivers and the dams lead to the ocean. And water comes into those rivers and comes into those dams from the ocean. But the rivers and the dam water, you find you can drink it. And it is easy to drink, it is saturating. It is so much different than the water of the ocean, even though the source may be the same. And the source may be one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but the waters of each one are different. وَمِن كُلِّن تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. Allah says, but from both types of waters, you eat لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا, fresh flesh. Fresh meat, referring to the fish. Mufassirin explained the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used lahm, meat, for fish, shows that there is no slaughtering for the fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly used the word lahm, meat. Meat is the end process. You first slaughter, and then when it is slaughtered according to the Islamic method of slaughter, and then the end product that you have, which is ready to be served or cooked or eaten, that is called lahm. That is called lahm. Fish, from the beginning Allah called it lahm. Why? Because there is no Islamic method of slaughter when it comes to the creatures of the ocean and the dams and the rivers. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِن كُلِّن. And from each type of these waters that you have out there, تَأْكُلُونَ, you eat لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا, fresh meat, that is fish. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. And what else do you extract from these waters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says jewelry, that is pearl, referring to the pearl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says from the ocean, you extract and you take out jewelry and jewels and gems, تَلْبَسُونَهَا, which you wear and which you put on. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you see the ships. You see the ships, مَوَاخِرَ, cleaving through the waters. Subhanallah, what an amazing sight at times when you see this monster and this huge ship, and it is cleaving and sailing and penetrating the waters of the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He allows this to happen. You see the ship in the water, مَوَاخِرَ, cleaving through the water, لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, so that you can seek through that, you can search for the bounty of Allah in the form of rizq, in the form of sustenance. How much of our sustenance, rizq, and necessities and other things reach us through the ships that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow to sail through the ocean. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. At the end of it all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and perhaps you are grateful to Allah. You appreciate Allah and you give thanks and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you.